Okay, the boys, today's daf is daf Chof Aleph, and we're starting right after the Mishnah, the second line from the top of the Omid. And as you recall yesterday, we started off our perek saying that there are numerous chumrais that the Chachomim made to distinguish between Kodshim and Truma. It's what we call Ma'alois Terabonan. This is not Min HaTorah, but because we want to emphasize in a very, very strong way the Indian of Tumah v'Tahara by Kodshim and by Truma, they made malus between one and the other. How many malus did they make? We went through the list yesterday. They come out altogether 11. But let's focus on that in another couple of moments when we get to the Amud Beis. In the meantime, what we're going to focus on is the first of all of those malus which are enumerated in our Mishnah. And that very first one is on the top line of the Mishnah, going back to Chof Amud Beis. You have two kelim. Both of them happen to be tamei. One is a large kli, one is a small kli. Instead of having to do two separate tefillos, you decide to put the smaller one inside the larger one and do it together as a package deal. You put them both in the mikveh at the same time. Says the Mishnah, that's okay. By truma, no problem. If the two kelim that you're going to use are for truma purposes, fine. Avaloy lekoidish, but if you're going to use these kelim for kodshim, no. Then you have to go and toiv them, each one separately. The Mishnah doesn't tell us what the concern is, why by kodesh it's osir, why by truma is mutter. And today we're going to see, Mechim, that they're going to be two pshatim, why we say that you should not do it for kodshim. Says the Gemara. Back to Chof Aleph Amid Aleph, second line. Bakoyish my time aloy. Why can you not be toivel one kli inside another kli? Amir Reb Ila Mneishik Veidish Kli Choytzeit. Oh, it's a chatzitza concern that the smaller kli that's going to be in the bottom of the larger kli. What's going to happen then? Whilst you're putting it into the mikvah, maybe it'll get like stuck to the bottom of the kli, not really stuck, but the point is maybe it will not float upwards, but it will remain at the bottom of the kli, and therefore neither the inner kli nor the outer kli will have the benefit of water surrounding it from all sides, because the inner kli is going to sit and stay on the bottom of the outer kli. It'll be a chatzitza, meaning that the two are joined together without the water flowing through. The obvious question is, if this is a real concern, then why is it only by kodshim and not by truma? And the first Rashi here in the Gemara already says that in Mietzshem tomorrow, the Gemara will deal with that issue. If you want to see quickly the Rashi, halfway down, Jekveda Shokli Choytzit, Kveda, the weight, Shokli HaPnimi, of the inner kli, HaMachmer Alachitza, which is weighing down on the outer kli, Shumunach Nesayche, in which it is lying, Choytzit Ben Neav Mayim, it doesn't allow the water to get through, Vein Tvila Oyla Loylazeh, V'Loylazeh, so both of them are going to remain tamei. If that's the mitzius that the inner kli weighs down on the outer kli, the same thing should apply to truma and to chulin. Why only by kodshim? Mietzshem, that's tomorrow's gemara. So tomorrow, right? Freiti morav ha minaseifa mishum chatzitza reishala mishum chatzitza. Now remember this explanation of the Mishnah. This is Rabbi Ila, and we're going to talk about Rabbi Ila at some length on the Amud Beis. So he identified that the first enumerated case in our Mishnah has to do with chatzitza concerns. However, there's another case in the Mishnah which l'choira is also chatzitza concerns. What is that other one? Diktani seifa v'loy kimiyas hakodesh midas hatruma shebekodesh matir umangiv umatbil v'yachkach kosher uvetruma kosher v'yachkach matbil. What was this case? If we go back to the Mishnah of yesterday, it's not that far into the Mishnah. You go roughly, let's say, six lines into the Mishnah. It says loy kimiyas hakodesh midas hatruma. They're different. Shebekodesh, if I have a beged which I want to go and toivel, and that beged has in it knots. Take for instance, a person has a pair of tzitzis, and the tzitzis are knotted together. But it doesn't have to be any type of beged where it is knotted. What happens? Make sure by kodshim matter you loosen those knots. Umangiv, and if the pre-existing beged is still moist, it's still wet, then you have to dry it out. And only after you do the two, that you loosen the knots and that you dry out the vegas, but then you can go and toggle it in the mikveh. The yakach, and when you take it out again, then kosher, then you can restore the knots the way they were originally. But truma, no, kosher, you can leave the kasher there. The yakach mapo, it's not a problem. You don't have to worry about the kasher. So what is the concern? The concern again is a chatzitza concern, that if the knot, if the beged is knotted, then it doesn't allow for the water to get through because it's so tight. So if that's the case, why would the Mishnah give us two separate examples, both legavi hilchos chatzitza, one regarding the kli v'toy kli and one with this knotted beged? And that's the Gemara's kasha. Back to Gemara. Zokti Yimara, starting on the third, fourth line, Vamir Sefer Mishum Chatzitza. Since the Sefer Kech, the one that we just got now, is a Chatzitza case, is Reshul Avishum Chatzitza. By definition, you would assume that these are different categories, different enumerated malos. Victorni Sefer said, the Sefer, like Yimir Sekund, Akkoyish Midas Hatshuma, Shibakoyish Matem, Angivu Matpil Yak Akkoyisher, Umetum Akkoyish Matpil, Reshul Sefer Mishum Chatzitza. Are you going to tell me both of them are Mishum Chatzitza? Yeah. Both of them are because of chatzitza. Utricha, and each one is telling us a chiddush that the other one is not telling us. The Ashmin Reish, but only said the first case. Have a minayin at time, you know why there's a chatzitza concern. The lekoidish loy, that we don't allow for toivling one kli betoich. A second kli, shim kledish or kli, the ikka. That's a major concern. It's a weighty concern. It weighs on our conscience and on the halacha. That if you have a kli inside, it's kaved, it's heavy, that the heaviness, the weight of that inner kli acts as a chatzitza. I'll say to lech kvedish or kli, there when you're talking about the knotted beged, there's no kvedish or kli concern. We're not talking about anything of weight. In fact, it might be a very flimsy beged without any real weight whatsoever. So therefore, I would not know that then. I would say to lech kvedish or kli. Hey, well, the kvedish nami lo yav a chatzitza. I would think it makes a difference. You're not nishnat. I don't have a problem of kvedish or kli. So maybe there's no chatzitza din over there. The Ashvin and Sefer only say the Sefer of the Minah in the time of the Lekoidish Lo. You know why? Mishum the Kitra b'maya ahad hudei mehedik. When you go and put a beged into water, by definition, what's going to happen if there is a knot in that beged, instead of the knot loosening up, it's going to tighten up, and it's going to be much more difficult for the water to pass through, because the water in the beged now is going to make it tighter and heavier and whatever, and as a result, you'll have a chatzitza. Avareisha demayach fuyamak v'leilamana. In the reisha, if anything, normally when you put kalim into a mikvah or into a swimming pool or into water, whatever, you'll see that often it floats at the top as opposed to sinking to the ground. And so therefore, when you put a kli b'toich kli, oh, that's not a problem. The inner kli is going to float. It's not going to go and sink to the ground. So I would think, loy havi chatzitza, tricha, that's why you have to have both halachas. So it's true, they're both hilchas chatzitza, but each one is coming from a different angle, a different approach, a different concern. And that's why we have to go and enumerate both of them, that only by koidish with chachamim concerned, but not by truma. And that ends this part of the Gemara. But now the Gemara says something. Reb Ila Latame, the Reb Ila goes Lishitasai. That's Reb Ila that's been speaking until now. The Om Reb Ila, Reb Chanina Bar Papa. Eser Mali Shonu Kan. There are only 10 Malis in the Mishnah, and they're not 11. So before we continue on, let's go and see the Mishnah ourselves, and let's see if we can see what the number is. So if we start again from the Mishnah on Chof HaMedeis, Chayim HaKadosh Min B'Truma, what are those? Number one, Matbilin Kel B'Tachem B'Truma Abloi B'Kadosh. That's number one, the Chatzitza issue, which we just discussed. Number two, Acharai B'Toycho Beis HaTzvita B'Truma Abloi B'Kadosh. That's number two. We're going to explain these a little bit more in detail in the Gemara shortly. But that's number two, the Acharai. Number three is Hanloisis and Medras Loisis and Truma Abloyis Akkadish. Number four, Big the Oichle Truma Medras Akkadish Loi, period. Medras Akkadish, that's four. Number five, Loi Kimidis Akkadish Mitz Hatruma, that's the one that we just spoke about now, Shabakkadish Matri, Mangi, Mandu, Hamdan, Ram, Barbab, Obetruma Kodish, Yaka, Matel, that's number five. On to number six, Kaylam and Igmar Bittahara, Tzvichon Tzvila, Akkadish Avaloi the Truma, that's six. Hakeni Mitzar Mashi Betoichle Akkadish Avaloi the Truma. That's number seven. Harvi ba kodesh pasul ashlishi ba truma. That's number eight. Uber Trumim Nicholas Achis Meyod of Haberta Tahira, Uber Kurdish Matbild, Stein, Sheyad Metame as Haberta Kurdish of Loy Betruma, that's number 9. Oichlan Oichlan Guva Yadai Besu Ovis Betruma of Loy Bekurdish, that's 10. And then at the top of the Yonah, Oyn Kusvikur, Trichem Trila Kurdish, of Loy Betruma, that's number 11. So we have 11 malis which are enumerated, yet Reb Ila says, I only have 10. You know why Reb Ila says he only has 10? Because he says that number 1 and number 5, which both deal with chatzitza, since they're both chatzitza concerns, so therefore he goes and collapses the two together. Why it's enumerated as 1 and 5? L'choyre kun Reb Ila, number 5 should have been promoted to number 2, so that the two chatzitzas are together. The middle case is a chatzitza in between. Exactly. We're Shelly when we need him. Anyway, so the point is, I don't know the answer to that. My son asked me while we were learning it tonight, last night, the two cases should be merged together. But bottom line is, that's why Reb Ila says we don't have 11 cases, we only have 10 cases. Yeah, the two, in fact, enumerated are 11. But since 1 and 5 are both chatzitza cases, he counts them as 1. Good. Now, what difference does it make? So now the Gemara is going to tell us that later Reb Ila, there's a difference between the first 5 and the latter 5. What are the first 5 and the latter 5? Zhakti Gemara. Chomish Rishonis Bein Lakoidish Bein Lechulin Shenasel Taras Lakoidish. Not only did Chom make a special mala by Koidish, but also by Chulin Shenasel Taras Lakoidish. For instance, the two pots that this person is going to go and toivel, he's not going to use for Kodshim. He's going to use it for Chulin. However, this is a person who is extremely scrupulous, and he's told his B'nai Mishpacha, I don't want to have 5 different sets of kelim, so I want everybody, whenever we eat chulin, it should be al taras hakodesh. So therefore, for this individual and this Mishpacha, these chulin kelim, which are used strictly for kelim, not for kodshim, not for truma, just for chulin, but he has upgraded them by saying that I'm using them for chulin shenas al taras hakodesh. That being the case, if you have 2 such pots which are going to be used for chulin shenas al taras hakodesh, or have been used until now but they became tamei, you know what you gotta do? Make sure don't toivel the inner pot within the outer pot because of the chatzitza concerns. But that's only by the case of the first 5. And we're going to go through them in order in a moment. Achroines, but the final 5, lakoidish avaloi lechut shenasa taras lakoidish. There the chachamim only distinguish between real kodshim pots or kodshim begodim, but not dealing with chulin shenasa taras lakoidish. My time, you can ask, manishtana, what's the difference? The word drora is kind of a vague term, but what it means is that there is a connection, even if it's a flimsy connection, to tuma d'araisa, and therefore God v'rabban. Pein the kodesh, pein the chulish and nasal taras the kodesh. But so I said the final 5. Less with derora the tuma midiraisa. This is a brand new thing that the Chum came up with. It's not so much a gzeira that were goizer oto diraisa. It's more of a takana that they were misake. There's no real tuma diraisa concerns. Gozu barabban the kodesh, but the chulish and nasal kodesh le gozu bahurabban. So now, what in fact is the difference between the first 5 that have this drora the tuma diraisa and the final 5 that do not? So Rashi does us a tremendous favor, and he goes through the first 5. He doesn't go through the last 5 cases, but he does go through the first 5 cases. So let's look at Rashi on we can start Rashi on the 4th, 5th line from the top. Bein lechul shenasel taras hakodesh af hein nisalu yoiser min hatruma b'malas halol. When the Chum made the ma'alois, these special levels of greater tumor b'tahara concerns and security, and you have to be
stringency.
Oh, not only the Gabi Kodesh, but also Chulish and Nath Tarsa Kodesh. So, what are those? Jokt Rashi, Dror the Tum Dir Aisa. Chshash Tum Dir Aisa. That there's some sort of Chshash, Epis Adir Aisa. So Rashi goes through the 5 cases. Kali Vitar Kali. I Ika Chatzitza Tum Dir Aisa. If in fact it is a real bona fide chatzitza, that the inner kli sinks to the bottom of the outer kli, and there is no water that is getting in between the two kelim, so this is a very serious concern. This is a real tumah d'oraisa. So since it has such a connection of Tumas Deraisa, that's why there's a difference between not only Kodesh, but even Chulin Shanaso Taras HaKodesh. Acharayim Betoich, Afagav de Beklish, Nitmu, Achoyde Bemashkin, the Tumas Rabbanan. He asks, you know, remember we said that this is talking about a Kli that basically has three parts to the Kli. Now every Kli always has two parts. You have the front of the Kli, the Kli the way you use it. Take for instance, if you have a bowl that you use for soup, okay, so the bowl, the way it's sitting on the table, that is the toich. If you were to turn the Kli over on the other side, when there are no contents on the regular side, so it doesn't spill all out on the table, so you turn it on the other side, so then you could theoretically use the bottom of the Kli too. Very often you can't use it for soup, but if it's a wide enough Kli, then you can go and put a piece of meat on the outside, or you can go and put a piece of cake on the outside. In other words, it has a Kli kibble of sorts, even if it's not the kabel, but at least there's a surface on the bottom, so that's what we call the achirai. The base at svita means putting the Kli back on the front level again, where you have sometimes in fancy schmancy Klis, and you get them sometimes when you go to a Shabbos Sheva Brochus, a Shabbos Bar Mitzvah or something, you're getting a piece of fish, you see that there's an indentation in the Kli itself, where they put in a little bit of horseradish or any one of the 85 dips that you can now go and get, or some other condiments. So that's a base at svita that you use for instance, for salad dressing or for chrein or whatever. And that, therefore, has a separate dip. Now, normally any Kli that's Mekabel Tumah, if it's Mekabel Tumah from any normal Avat Tumah, whether it happens to be from a Nevela or from a Dead Sheret or from a Nida or from a Zav or a Zav, a Mitzayr, any one of the numerous people that are Metame with an Avat Tumah, then the entire Kli becomes Tumah. It's one Kli, you don't split it up. Here, however, we're talking about the Tumah Rabbanan. What's the Tumah Rabbanan? That Mashkin fell on this Kli. And it was Mashkin Tameyim that fell on the Kli. Now, Minat Torah, Oichon Mashkin can't be Metam Mekele. However, the Rabbanan, Mashkin can be Metam Mekele. What's the reason why? The Gemara called it, in Farshim, called it Gzeidim Shem Mayonis. Mayonis means the natural body fluids that belong to someone who is Tamei, such as a Zav or a Zava. Reason why we give the example of Zava, Zava, because the Torah says, for instance, B'chiyorek ha-Zav ba-Tohar. If you have a Zav who spits out on a person who is Tohar, not only is that person perhaps offended by the spittle, but also he becomes Tamei as a result of the spittle. It's only Mashkin! It's true! But Mashkin, that's the Dim and the Torah, and the Mashkin, that's the part and parcel of the Zav and Zava. So it's as if the Zav touched that individual, he touched him or her with that spittle. And the same thing applies not only to right, but also Meimei Raglayim, and similar things of that nature. Ah, so now, Avad, so now, if I have Mashkin Tmeim, having nothing to do with Zav and Zava, Mashkin Tmeim, for instance, it touched the Nevela had a din in Av, this Mashkin has now a din of a Rishon, Min HaToyra, it cannot be Metam Mekelem. The only thing that Metam Mekelem is the Av Atum itself. Even a Rishon can't be Metam Odom Mekelem, you'd have to have the Av, the Nevela touch the Kli, you have to have the Cherub touch the Kli, and so on and so forth. Anyway, but there's a special din of Gezeira Altmayamais that we want people to take these body fluids very, very seriously, and therefore we said that any mashkin that touches a Kli, any mashkin tmeim that touches a Kli, is metame the Kli. But because we're only talking about mashkin midrabonon, halacha is, it doesn't, it's not metame the entire Kli, it's only metame that part of the Kli where the mashkin tmeim touched it. So if the mashkin tmeim, for instance, were poured into the soup bowl, and, oi, this is mashkin tmeim, how did you do that? Guess what? Pour it out, and only the front and top of the Kli is going to be tamei, but not the bottom of the Kli. The bottom of the Kli will remain tohar. So you can go and theoretically turn it over and use it on the bottom. Or you can use the besat svita if the mashkin tmeim didn't touch it. Or if the mashkin tmeim only touched the bottom, only the besat svita, it wouldn't go and be metame the rest of the Kli. I think it was Barry that asked yesterday, but don't you have to go and be toivel the Kli anyway, whether it's from the front, from the top, from the back, from the middle, yavad. However, in the interim, if a person did not know that this Kli had become tame, and he put in some other food items, etc., so if the Kli had become tame, although the Tumah is the Tumah Drabbanah, it's tame. So then it can go be metame other oichlin that would be put inside this kli, but only in that part of the kli which became tameh, which would be either the toich or the base of tzvita or the under part of it. All of that is very, very gishmak. So what our Mishnah said is that this concept of splitting up the kli into three parts, and that mashke tameh is metameh it, this only applies to Kodesh, it doesn't apply to Truma. Says our Mishnah, says now Rashi. Acharayim v'toich afal gav de v'kli shenitmu achoyim v'mashkin v'rof. From the Rabbanon he asking on, this is a pure Rabbanon, not minotayr at all. How do you call it a drora? It's a connection to Tuma D'Raisa. So if you want meal, says Rashi. Hod yam Rabbanon mashkin v'tamim kli. You know why? Mishum gzeira of the mashkin of the zavahu. Kigon roikul me miraglov. Mahani metamim kli midiraisa. Over Tuma D'Raisa in chilik b'kli shetem ben achirayim v'toichoy. Shemachol mokoy shetuma negas boy nitma. So all Rashi is telling us is, even though Achirayim and Tzvita and all that, based on Mashke Tameim, is totally brand new rabbinic, not at all based on the Torah. So there is a base, because it's a Gezeira Otu, the Mashke and the Araisa, which are Metamekim. Which ones are those? The Meim Yeraglayim, the Roik, etc., the Zava Zava. So even though this particular case of the Mashke Tameim, no, the Araisa is involved, but since the basis, the source, is Metaraisa, Shoy, it's a drora d'oraisa, and therefore it's not only a din of mala in kodesh kelim, but even those kelim which are nasa chulin shenasa al taris hakodesh. So that's case number two of the Mishnah. Now let's go to case number three of the Mishnah. Noisias a medris nami. Now what was the case of noisias a medris? Noisias a medris means that in one hand Rashi said in the Mishnah he's holding on to a minol shozav. For instance, the shoes of the zav, and in the other hand, he is holding onto a barrel which contains either truma or kachin. So he learned in the Mishnah, hanoisis amedis, a person who's carrying the shoes in one hand, he is allowed to carry the barrel of truma in the other hand. But don't carry a barrel full of kachin. So even though we're talking about two barrels, both of which contain wine, however, this is a wine of truma barrel. This is a wine of kachin barrel. So the barrel with the wine, you can go and carry. The barrel with the kachin wine, you're not allowed to go and carry. Now the obvious question is, I don't understand what you're talking about. If he touches a medris by holding on to these shoes, a medris is an avatum, and the person becomes tameh. If the person becomes tameh, l'chayri should be metameh the entire kli, regardless of whether it's truma, kachin, chulin, whatever. As the tummy is carrying it. So Rashi already was concerned about that kasha. And Rashi said it's talking about that he's carrying the barrel. The barrel was a chavya shel cheres. Shena negia bavira. As you know, a chavyas or any kli which is made out of cheres, it's only mitame mi'avira, mitoicha, not migavad, not from the outside. So even if he took the shoes and put it directly on top of the barrel, it wouldn't be a problem. Why not? Because it's inside. You have to have it inside and not outside. Okay, then our Mishnah said, Kachim, don't do it. Kachim, don't do it. Don't. Truma, you can go and carry. But don't carry by Kachim. Why tak is that? So Mishnah, we're going to see in the Gemara, Rashi already tells us now, it's because of a Masa Shehoya. What was a Masa Shehoya? That somebody, in fact, was carrying a barrel, and apparently the barrel was open, and then he went and he picked up the Ritzuas of the sandal, and by mistake, the Ritzuas fell in, and never the whole thing became Tamei. And since there was such a story of someone that was holding both a barrel, and he was holding at the same time a medrash, and unfortunately a boo-boo happened, and the medrash fell in, and never the whole thing became Tamei. So they said, you know, for now on, if you're holding one, don't hold the other. Just take, do one thing at a time. Don't try to multitask and take both a medris and a barrel at the same time. But since that Master Shehoya was only talking about kachim wine and not talking about truma wine, they only limited that whole gezeira to the case of kachim and not to truma.
It made front page news when that happened.
I'm sure it did. So noisias a medris nami chash tuma d'raisa gemara, like we'll see mentioned more tomorrow. And if in fact such a thing happens, that's clearly a d'raisa. So the concern that it might happen once again, that's a chash drora d'raisa. Now we're machmer on Koidish, but even Chulin Shenas al Taras Hakodesh. So that was number three. Now we get to the next case. Big the Oichle Truma Medris Lakodesh. That if you have the Begodim, the clothing of people who are Oichle Truma, by definition, if you are a person who is makbet to eat kodshim, don't touch those begodim. Because even though the person who is eating the truma is a holy Jew, and he goes to the mikveh three times a day, and he makes sure that everything is on the highest level in shmir and all that, but the mice, he only eats truma, he doesn't eat kodshim. Therefore, they made a special mala that the begodim of this individual are considered to be a medris, lekabi someone else, who is even a higher level of kedusha than is eating kachim. So what's the concern? Shemiyoshva aleihem ishtoi nida, because after all, husband and wives typically share the same bedroom, and therefore, if he takes off his clothing, she might sit down on it. And since she happens to be a nida, so then we'd have a concern of the begodim becoming tamei, and therefore it's a chashash to mediraisi. Did it actually happen? I don't know. Hopefully it didn't happen. Maybe they have separate corners in their bedrooms where they put away their clothing and she never sits on it. But there is a possibility that she did sit on it. So therefore the Chomer Goyzer, this Gzeda, but only by Koidish. In other words, this is a mala that they made of Koidish over the din of Truma. But it's based on Chashash to Mediraisi. Because if in fact she did sit on it, then you got all types of problems. So therefore says the Rashi, the big day, Oichle Truma is Medris Lakoidish, Shema Yoshalein Ishtenid Echshash Tum Deraisi, and that's why the Chomim were Goizer, not only Lagabi Koidish, but also Chulin Shenazel Taras Lakoidish. So that was case number four. Now we get to case number five. Truth of the matter is, this case number five is really case number six in the Mishnah. However, we're jumping over case number five, and case number five is the case of the Matzvil with the Nuts, which we spoke about before. Why do we go and skip over it? Because it, since it's talking about Chatzitza, so Rashi already addressed that at the outset. The Kli, but the Kli, Iika Chatzitza, Soma Deraisi. Just hear the same thing. If in fact the knot is knotted tightly, the water won't get through. That's a chashash deraisa. So what's the next case of the mission? Number six. Kelemani Gemarim, Mishum Tzinura Da'am Oret, Shemezavu Ah. So our Mishnah says you have Kelemani Gemarim B'Tahara. In other words, you have a factory that is manufacturing pots or pans, or for that matter, different begotten. And what happened? And they're Nigmar Mitahara. All of the people have been told that this is going to be Torah, and everything's going to be great, and everything's going to be wonderful. And there's a big heksher there from the Bedat saying it's Torah, V'yoshet, it's really great. You can find now today, sometimes you buy Kalim, there's a hashkoch on it, you don't have to toivel it because it was made by Jews, they toivled it already, or whatever it was. So here you had that this was Nigma Bitahara. Oh, that's wonderful news. What's the din by such Kalim Nigmar Bitahara? You can use it immediately for chulin. You can use it immediately for truma. But you cannot go and use it immediately for koidish. You still have to go and put it into the mikveh. What have to be the mikveh? Everything was done perfectly. So to Rashi, the reason is because I'm afraid Mishum Tzinura Damaharet. Shemezov Hu. Tzinur means, again, that spittle type of concern. That Namaoritz was there, and even though everything was done in the factory beautifully, somebody was visiting, he went by, he was looking at it, and a tzinur, maybe some spittle came out, Yudantai, came out of his mouth, and maybe he was a zov, and it went on the cable to be absolutely 1,000%, go and tell him the mikvah. Right, and it's a chash diraisa, to chash diraisa. That's why it's not only by koidish, but even if you're going to use these kelim or these begodim, whatever, for chulin, shonas, or altaris hakodesh. So we've basically gone a little bit off on a tangent, because all it was necessary for us to say in the Gemara was that Rabbi Ila Lishitasai, like the Gemara says on the third line, Rabbi Ila Tamei, that Rabbi Ila that learns at the first case of the Mishnah, and he learns at the fifth case of the Mishnah, both dealing with issues of toiveling that Rabbi Ila says are both because of Chatzitza. As a result, instead of having 11 cases, we only have 10 cases. And then the Gemara threw in, oh, by the way, the 10 cases, the five and the five are a little bit different. The first five are not only Koidish, but also Chushin Nasal Taras and Koidish, and the other five are just Koidish alone. So that's a very beautiful pshat, all very, very good. Now getting back to our Gemara, we're holding five lines from the bottom of the Amud. We have now Rava Omar, Zot Rava.
Did I say all the words until now? If you think
yeah,
I didn't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you want, we'll just review the words very quickly, starting on line 4.
On Bechadina
Bar Papa, Esamal, Lashon, Akan, we have 10. Chomish, Yishon, Ibn, the Kodesh, Ibn, Chush, and Asal, Taras, the Kodesh. The Achroinis, and the Kodesh, Abel, Loi, the Chush, and Asal, Taras, the Kodesh. My time of why? The Chomish, Kamai, the Dilkha, Dronum, why not? I'm sorry, Dronum, Tobin, the Araisa, thank you. Dronum, Tobin, the Araisa, God, the Rab, Bar, the Kodesh, Ibn, Chush, and Asal, the Kodesh. Because they have a drawer, they have a connection, right? They have a chash. Epis 1%, something related to Tumah D'oraisa. Therefore, we threw the books at it, not only Kodesh, but even Chulish and Nathal, Taras Kodesh. That's right, so the final five, the lesson to Tumah D'oraisa. There's no basis whatsoever, there's no connection, no nothing. And therefore, it's purely Drabbanan. Gozber Rabbanan, the Kodesh, and Chulish and Kodesh, like Gozber Rabbanan. Only for real Kodesh and not Chulish and Nathal, Taras Kodesh.
I'll be familiar with the words Bra, since we had the word for it, Bra, the Mamona. We have things that create a monetary obligation.
Exactly. Rav Amar, Rava respectfully disagrees with Rav Ila. Rav Amar made a safe album, Mishum Chatzitza, Reisha La Mishum Chatzitza. The Reisha has nothing to do with Chatzitza.
Is he talking about 1 in 5, Rava? I mean, he says Chatzitza and not Chatzitza, he's talking about the 1 in 5 case?
Two cases. Okay, right.
So he says there's 11, Rava, then.
Right. And if you want, you can even go back to Chof Amit Beis and look at the first Toysis on the new Perek. How does the Toysis begin? Yud Aleph. Yud Aleph means
Yud Aleph.
The first thesis on Chof Amid Beis on the new Perek. Down below.
After all the
rest. You have the thesis. Yud Aleph Malis Choshul Rava. Like we counted it out, Rava Ulta says, I count 11. Well, Rav Ili only have Yud Malis. You only have 10. Okay, so that's Rava. You're very welcome. How does Rava have 11? Because he says, don't say that both case 1 and case 5 are Chatzitza. Only case 5 is Mishum Chatzitza. Case number 1 has nothing to do with Mishum Chatzitza. So let's see. So what does it have to do with? Rav, I'm going to say about Mishum Chatzitza, since case number 5 with the Kesher, with the Nats, are a Chatzitza case. Reisha La Mishum Chatzitza, nothing to do with Chatzitza. For Reisha, I had a time. So what's talking about the time of Reisha? Gezeira Shemiyatbil Machden with. Probably
Shelo Yatbil.
I'm sorry. Gezeira Shelo Yatbil Machta Betzinoyrais Beklisha Ein Befev Kishashveres Anoid. What are we referring to? When you want to have a connection to a mikveh, you have to have a hole which is as large as a shveres hanoid. What is the size shveres hanoid? Shveres hanoid means the top of the bottle. Most bottles, when it gets closer to the top, they get a little bit more narrow. So now the opening of the bottle. If you were to open up a bottle, you used to have to go and pull it off with a top opener, but today most bottles you just have to turn it. Okay, so now you opened up the bottle and you see that it has a relatively narrow opening at the top. How narrow is the Shveres Hanoid? Like we learned in the Mishnah, Maseches Mikvois, Irav Mikvois ki Shveres Hanoid. For instance, the mikveh downstairs. You know, you have the regular mikveh, and right next to it there is a bar in which you have mei gisham. Now, normally only mei gisham is mataya, not mayim shuvim. But we have a rule of hashaka that you have the two connected together. Hashaka is similar to the word mishika, as if they're kissing each other. How large does the hole have to be between one and the other? It has to be kishveres hanoid. Now, how large is shveres hanoid? Two etzbois, choyzislam koyman. That means if you put two fingers in and you try to go and make a rotation, a revolution of 360 degrees, that you're able to go and turn them without any obstacle, there's enough room for the two etzbois. What does this mean? Ki oivya ukechalala. That means that the noid that we're using, remember, we're not talking about a noid of today, we're talking about a shveres hanoid in the times of Chazal, which apparently there was a standard size. So the hollow of the opening of the shveres hanoid, since we're talking about two etzbois, let's make life simple, and we'll say that the opening, the hollow part, was, let's say, 1.8 etzbois. Boy, doesn't have this shveres hanoid. And you also add the thickness of the bottle at the top, where the hollow lies in between that thickness. In other words, the bottle itself, let's say, is made out of
glass, like most of our bottles are, or today them were made out of plastic. So the thickness of the wall of that glass or plastic, you add that to the chalol. So if it happens to be 0.2 etzbois, you combine that with 1.8 etzbois, and you have 2 etzbois altogether. So the opening of the bottle doesn't have to be enough for the 2 etzbois. It's the oivya and the chalola together, they have to add up to 2 etzbois. And therefore, what the Gemara is telling us is the same thing applies to a mikvah. If you want to have ashoka from one side of the mikvah to the other, let's say from the bar of Megsham to the mikvah of the Mayim She'uvim, as long as the hole in between is Kishveres HaNai. By the way, this also applies when you have 2 mikvahs, each one of which is Choser. When you have this 20 saw on one side, you have 20 saw on the other side. Oy, 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 there's only 20 saw. However, if the 2 pools of water are connected, Kishveres HaNai, you can go and have 40 all together. That's the concept. I see Shelley wants to say something. You have to either speak up or put yourself on speaker, because we don't hear you. One second, I see mine is not on. Okay, can you repeat that again? A hallowed tradition?
Hallowed.
Hallowed. Hallowed with an A, presumably. Yes, it is a hallowed tradition. Thank you.
You said it was a hollow.
Yes, I got you. And since you only joined us recently, I didn't have a chance to wish you good morning and hello. Good to see you. Hello. Especially in Eretz Yisrael, they say hello. So good to have you this morning, and hello to on behalf of all of us. Shkoyach. Anyway, so getting back to
the chumrah that it has to be.
We're not finished yet. Now, so what's the concern over here? The concern over here is instead of using one large pot and putting into it a small little pot, maybe the outer kli is going to be a very small kli. The type of kli that you sometimes see fancy homes, sometimes they have like little bud vases. Instead of having a vase of, you put in a dozen roses or whatever you put in, you have these little bud vases where you can go put in one little rose. You don't have room for the second one because it is a very narrow opening. And you want to go and toivel that kli because you're not going to use it for roses, but you're going to go and use it for salad dressing, and you're going to pour dressing into it and you're going to pour it out. Okay, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. And the same thing, same time, you also have machten v'tzinoires, these little needles or little forks, which you're going to use either for maybe putting into your franks and blanks. Instead of putting in a toothpick, he's going to put in a machat. Or for that matter, it could be a machat that he's going to use for sewing. And he wants to sew the beged, it should be betar. So he wants to go and tell you what a machat tzinoiris. If you're going to put a machat tzinoiris into a mikveh, you can easily lose it. It's going to fall to the bottom of the mikveh. And even if you put it into a large kli, if you're talking about a machat tzinoiris which happens to be made out of a lighter material, they might float and you might lose the whole thing. I got a great idea. I'm going to put the machat tzinoiris in this little bud vase, and I'm going to go and toivel them together at one time. And this way the machat tzinoiris are going to stay in that bud vase. It'll be very hard for them to come out. Even if they float, they'll float inside. They're not going to float outside. Ah! There's a givaldige etzem. There's one problem, Rabbi Yisrael. What the problem is that if you have a very narrow opening, you don't have enough water getting in. And if you don't have enough water getting in, you won't have a kesher. You won't have a kosher tefillah. Now, for the bud vase itself, that's not a problem, because that's the way it's manufactured. As long as water gets in from all sides, you toivel it. Here, however, you don't want to go and toivel the bud vase alone. You want to go and toivel ut and lachtas tinoyis. Those have to be toiveled in a mikveh, not in a bud vase. So if the opening at the top would be like a shefaris anoyit of 2 etzvois chazlum koimon, then tons of water, whether they go in or not, makes no difference.
Which is if they do.
Because there's a hashoka.
Right.
There's an opening, and therefore it's mekusher to the mikveh. So it's as if you went and toiveled the machat tzinoiris in the mikveh itself, as opposed to toiveling it in the larger kli. Now, in our mission, that's not the case. Our mission is talking about taka groisa kli. It's a gzeira. If I'm going to allow you to go and put a small kli into a big kli, somebody might put a small kli into a small kli when there's less than shveres HaNai. Because of that, they made a gzeira by kodesh. But it's a possibility. It's not that it's going to happen. So this gzeira with only gzeira lagabe kodesh and not gzeira lagabe truma. And that's how Rava learns pshat. So back to the Gemara Nachamu. Reish Ainu Tama, three lines on the bottom of Chof Aleph Amid Beis. Gzeinu Shelo Yadil Machdin Vitzinoi Reis Bekli Shein Befiv Kishveres Hanoid. Kitnam Akudim Tzachzun Mikvois. Eir of Mikvois to go and keep a mikvah together. It's got to be that the opening in between Kishveres Hanoid. But Oivy Uba Chalala. How do you measure Oivy Chalala? It adds up to Shtei Etzvois Choyzis Lim Kaya. Zogti Mara Sava Loki Hadi Omra Nachman Omra Rabavua. Rava, who disagrees with Rab Ila, says we don't have 10 cases, but rather I learn like a Nachman Rabavua, the Yud Aleph Malashonokan. Oh, that was the toises that we saw at the beginning of the paragraph. In fact, there are 11. Sheish Rishoines Bein Lekoidish Bein Lechum Shinathal Taras HaKoidish. Reb Rava agrees with Rab Ila that the first group in the Mishnah, since there is a Drora of Tumah D'Oraisa, what's the din that it's not only Kodesh but also Chunshin Atzal Taras HaKodesh? The Achroina is the Kodesh but also Chunshin Atzal Taras HaKodesh. So the only difference between, of course, between the two of them is Rava, they count six because he's counting one and five as separate cases. Because case number one is Gzeira Al Shveres HaNoid. Case number six, or case number five, I should say, is because of Chatzitza. Rabila, however, learned that both one and five are Chatzitza concerns, so therefore he truncates the six and he makes it into five. So the first five, or according to Rava, the first six, all have a drora of Tumah D'Oraisa. So the last five, everybody agrees, no chshash, no connection to Tumah D'Oraisa, and therefore it's only Kodesh and not Chulin Shenasal Taras HaKodesh. Frankly, Maria, it's my Ikka Ben Rav Lera Bila. Both reasons are, seem to be solid reasons on the surface. So that being the case, what's the Nafkin Mina? Ikka Ben Aya Sal Ve Gargusni Shemilan Kalim Ve Bilan. If you're talking about a sal is a basket, but specifically a wicker basket that has holes in it. And a gargusni, Rashi says that's a sal godol mi'oid, a very large basket. Rashi says the reason why they used such a basket was to be misanin yayin, as a sieve to filter out the wine, that when they took the wine and they put the grapes in and then they want all of the wine to seep out, so that all of the parts of the grape that I don't want, like the shell, like the peel, like the pits, they would all stay in the gargusni, and then all the wine would ooze out in the holes of the salve gargusni. Okay, so says Yimara, so what's enough for me now? Salve gargusni, shemilin, kalim, bilan. You took a salve with the gargusni, and you filled it with kalim, and you put them into the mikvah. It's still possible that the inner kli is kaved, is heavy, falls to the bottom, and doesn't allow the water to get through, and therefore it's chatzitza concern that remains. That's from Ila. The man yamishim gzeira shem yapa matzit tzenoyis kli shem bif kishonis anoy salve gargusti shem bifin kishonis anoy leka. By definition, everybody knows there's no such thing as a salve gargusti that doesn't have an opening kishveris anoy. Why? Because by definition they are large kalim for the purpose of putting things in. Why would a person have a basket? You wouldn't have a basket with a small little opening. The whole purpose of a basket is to go and put things in. Just like if a person either brings your plastic bag to the store, like you have here in the West Side, or like in more understanding neighborhoods where they still give out free bags, they wouldn't give a bag that only has a small little opening at the top, because you couldn't put anything into the bag.
It's useless.
It would be useless, exactly right. So that's the whole purpose of the Gagusni. So everybody would agree, according to Rava, that because of the fact that Sada Gagusni have such large holes, you don't have to worry about this Gemishim Shvetz. And you could toivo Kalim inside. And the Azra Rava, the Tamei, the Rava says, Yama Rava, Sada Gagusni, Shemilim, Kalim, the Bilan, Tahirin. What about a mikvah shechokoi the salve gargusni? What happens if you made a partition of wicker basket type of materials in the middle of a mikvah, so that each side of the mikvah is only 20 or less than 40? So I say b'shamli also loy tefila. The tefila would not work. To arakula chelchuli machalkala or being a deikar memsav and mokim. Etchem will explain that leshtiko and etchem tomorrow. In the meantime, have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael. Zagevinch and Hatzlacha.